A line of tourists stretches back 20 yards from the Alamo's chapel doors, just a few dozen of the more than 2.5 million people that visit this four-acre lot every year. The site that has inspired countless books and movies, made famous in that 1836 siege by surrounding Mexican forces. More than 180 years later, the Alamo is surrounded again, now by the seventh largest metropolitan area in the country. Encroached and limited, the remaining grounds often leave tourists wondering how such a grand history played out in such a small space.
Yeah, honestly, I expect it to be a bit bigger.
In short, many, including Abilene's Vanessa Russell, have left thinking, is this it?
Andrew Kent was one of my ancestors, and I've grown up hearing the stories of the Alamo, and I thought it would be quite a bit bigger.
The company Alamo Reality wants to solve that problem by taking advantage of people's phones and tablets to rebuild the Alamo to its former glory, but in the digital space.
To show people what the Alamo looked like in 1836, the entire compound, where right now most people that get there, they think that the Alamo Church is where the entire battle took place. And they go, God, that's awful small.
Company co-founder Michael McGar says by using augmented reality, someone at the Alamo could hold up their phone, see walls and rooms long gone, characters of the Alamo siege, and scenes from its history. Imagine being face-to-face with characters you'd only read about in textbooks, says Alamo Reality's Chip Walters.
We can have Davy Crockett at a very high resolution standing in front of you loading his musket, talking with a voiceover talking about, you know, what kind of challenges he faced.
A frontiersman, Indian fighter, a congressman. For a while, and a dead shot with a Kentucky long rifle. When you hunt bears in the backcountry, you'd better be a dead shot.
Next March, the company wants to roll out the free app alongside additional content and materials they can sell. For instance, a 2D map of the Alamo that has a god view of the siege. So through your phone, you can see soldados breaching the walls. Even playing cards whose characters come to life through your phone and interact with one another when cards are placed side by side. Augmented reality in historic sites like the Alamo is largely uncharted territory, says Barry Joseph, Associate Director for Digital Learning at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
I think it's an infrastructure question. I could be wrong about this, but those locations tend to be smaller and less likely to develop technology for enhancing visitor experience.
Not so in museums, where augmented reality has been gaining a foothold. In the last 18 months, he's helped launch the American History Museum's efforts, which range from allowing people to shrink down to explore the forest floor to experimenting with loading CT scans of different animals their scientists are examining on site.
So in other words, the visitor would be experiencing that they were holding a shark skull in their hand or a bat skull.
Hundreds of thousands have used their AR apps, and Joseph says it's shown the museum people want to use their own devices to tear down the barriers between exhibits and give behind-the-scenes views on what their scientists are working on. Alamo Reality wants to tear down those same barriers for history. With a team of historians, they're creating scenes for people to watch on the spots they actually happened, like the death of Jim Bowie, which took place at an unmarked spot. Michael McGar says it turns people's intellectual response into an emotional one.
I can't just, you know, look at it and say, oh, well, that's a place where somebody died. You saw them die. And that makes a huge difference.
And the Alamo's just the beginning, they say. McGar can see this same technology being rendered on other historical sites, like Gettysburg, connecting people beyond words with the past. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.